Joyce has been one of the fastest sellouts in congressional history. Joyce's vote supported Obama's amnesty program, opposed repealing or fixing Obamacare, and repeatedly increased big government spending. Joyce and Obama, what's the difference? It seems to be paying off for these candidates. They're raising millions of dollars from out-of-state special interests. That's why I'm voting for the only candidate funding his campaign right here in Nebraska. In a 2015 lawsuit, court documents revealed French tried to steal American sniper Chris Kyle's business shortly after his death. By the time French settled out of court, he had bankrupted the business, leaving Kyle's family nothing. It's the biggest stage in politics. The introduction of a new candidate's vision, with the entire world watching. And now, in the heart of America, comes the next chapter. The biggest moment in the race to be the next president of the United States. A strong conservative who fought to lower taxes. A civic leader who knows how cities work. A neighbor who came here to raise his family and stayed because he loves this town. Last year was a tough year for police officers. Some legislators stood with the police, others stood against them. Matt Rinaldi actually introduced a bill to make resisting arrest legal in some cases, and that was just the start.
At the polls, you have two options. James Smith cut taxes $5 billion and is endorsed by the NRA. A former policeman, James Smith added 250 border troops and will make the surge permanent. John's camp sent 20 untrue attack mailings and was caught lying about James' border security record. Badeau's own record is the problem.
The world is a dangerous place, but our greatest threat lies here, at home. The most significant threat to our national security is our debt. Today, our national debt is $19 trillion and counting. In the next 5 years, our debt will rise to $23 trillion. In 10 years, $29 trillion. As our debt grows, our economy suffers, which is the engine for our military strength.